following is another Class Kids sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
Right on the inbounds pass, Messbarger picks it up, gets it underneath. Teal ends up in the hands of Studi. Back inside Long, she's got position. She'll lay it up and score on the assist from Morgan Studi.
Today, it's live coverage of the Girls' State Tournament in Lincoln featuring the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
The rebound tipped out to Whitney Colling. Off the miss three. Colling to the left-hand corner. Skip pass Prasoski. Quick three from Allie. It's good. Allie Prasoski with her second three-point bucket. And Kearney Catholic now has their biggest lead at 8.
The Stars are the defending C1 runners-up and are ready to make another run at the state title as they bounce back from their only loss of the season to an undefeated Minden Whippet team. It's Kearney Catholic State Tournament basketball coming up next, but first the new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Doodle live from Lincoln right after this word from new Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good morning once again, everyone, from the Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. With our producer-engineer Stacy Johns and Jeff Babel, I'm Doug Duda on the New Tech Seed pregame show for continuing coverage of the 2014 Girls State High School Basketball Tournament. It's our second semifinal of the morning in Class C1, featuring the 25-1 second-ranked Kearney Catholic Lady Stars taking on the Pierce Lady Blue Jays, who are 21-4. And are ranked as high as 7th in the state. They are the defending state champions because, Jeff, last year they beat Kearney Catholic in the final.
Yeah, and they did. They were just unable to. Kearney Catholic in that final wasn't able to match up with Kearney Catholic's bigs. I mean, they had the size last year. This year, if you look at the matchups, Doug, Pierce's leading scorer on the year is a tall player, Rochelle Tucker. She averages 18.5 a game, 6'2". Pierce's bigs is definitely the strength of their team. Kearney Catholic doesn't have a lot of height at all, Doug. Anna Squires and Maddie Squires will be, you know, the main matchups against them, 5'10" and 5'8". Caitlin Long, the only 6-footer on Kearney Catholic's team, so that'll be the matchup that I'll be watching throughout the matchup to see how they match up, because last year Pierce was able to take advantage of that and beat Kearney Catholic in the final.
And you take a look at these two teams, it was a little easier for Pierce yesterday. They beat a good Shadron ball club, 61-47, and Kearney Catholic looked like in an ugly ball game they were going to kind of cruise home against Bishop Newman, but after a 24-14 lead midway through the third quarter, Newman finally got things going, and Kearney Catholic was very fortunate just to escape with a 47-44 victory. They were down 42-39 late in the game, ended on an 8-2 run.
Yeah, it was very ugly for Kearney Catholic, and like I said last night, just survive in advance. You kind of forget about that one. We want to look back on it a little bit. It could be a little bit of a positive. You show that the girls aren't invincible. You know, they thought, you know, going into the year, their only loss was to Minden, that they could maybe just walk through that first rounder. And so that maybe just woke the girls up a little bit. And it could be good for them here in the semifinal. The Kearney Catholic will need to play a lot better than they played last night. They want to beat Pierce again tonight.
We'll take a timeout and be back with the starting lineups on the New Tech Seed pregame show right after this.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a truck or SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land.
Welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. We're here at the Pinnacle Bank Arena. on KKPR-FM and ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550, KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings. Time now for the starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, taking your banking and making it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney. First off, for the Pierce Blue Jays, their head coach is Darren Sindelar, and they will start with number two, a 5'7 junior, Allison Kolbus. She averages 4 points and nearly 3 rebounds a game. Number 12, 5'4 junior, Sydney Salacek. She averages 6 points and 2 rebounds a game. Number 14, 6'1 sophomore, J.C. Bramer, 8.7 boards a game. Number 20, 5'7 senior, J.C. Brettschneider, 10.6 boards a game. And leading the way, the 6'2 junior, Rochelle Tucker, 18.5 points, 8 rebounds a game. She had 29 in the win yesterday against Shattered. As we said, the head coach is Darren Sindelar, assisted by Philip Wiedenfeld and Kathleen Donovan. They are 21-4 on the season. They defeated Madison and Norfolk Catholic in the sub-districts, Wayne in the district final, and yesterday Shadron here in the first round of the state tournament. They were the state finalists last year. This is just their fifth trip to state. This is a recent dynasty type of program, and they're trying to make it 2-for-2.
Yeah, their boys teams, Doug, have been pretty well historically, but this is only the fifth appearance all time for Pierce. And recently, I think, second in a couple of years. And then when they did, they get to the state finals. So this group of girls has enjoyed the success once they gotten down here.
Now for Kearney Catholic, number 13, 5'7 senior Shayla Connor, 3 points, 2.5 rebounds a game. Number 21, 5'6 junior Allie Prasoski. She's the leading scorer, 11 points a game, but was shut out in yesterday's win against Newman. She also gets about 1.5 rebounds a game. Number 22, 5'6 junior Whitney Collins, 7.5 points, 3 boards a game. Number 41, 5'8 sophomore Maddie Squires, 6 points, 6.5 rebounds a game. And number 43, 5'10 freshman Anna Squires, she gets about 5 points and 5 rebounds per ball game. But the stars are pretty deep. They'll be bringing in Morgan Studi. They'll be bringing in Kylie Teal, Caitlin Long, probably Kayla Shundoff, Michelle Messbarger. So they'll go 10 deep on you, and they hope that that is their advantage here today. The head coach is Rick Petrie, assisted by Dwayne Schmidt, Tim Teal, and Laura Burkink. They are 25-1. They defeated Centura, but then lost to Minden in the sub-district finals and are here on a wild card. Yesterday, a 47-44 win over Bishop Newman, ranked second in C1, 10th in the all-class top 10. And that's a look at the starting line. It's brought to you by Five Points Bank. Taking your banking and making it better. Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. More after this.
It's named the Early Riser Planner for a reason. Producers who use Case IH Early Riser Planners enjoy the earliest emergence in the industry, 3 days earlier on average. When you purchase a 2014 model year Early Riser Planner, you won't only receive unmatched maximized yields, you'll also receive 0% financing for 36 months. Stop by your Titan Machinery Case IH dealer today to see how an Early Riser Planner can benefit your operation. But hurry, this great financing offer ends March 31st. Titan Machinery, better solutions.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Jeff, you look at the starting lineups here today. These teams are not deep with seniors. Only two total seniors, one on each team in the starting lineup. So they're both still very young and a lot different than last year's teams.
Yeah, and so that, I mean, in a situation like that, you're maybe prone to more mistakes. And in the team like this, in a semifinal, could be the team that makes the least amount of mistakes. You would think, Pierce, with the defending state champions, you would think they have a lot of experience back. But with only two seniors, it doesn't look like the case. Same with Kearney Catholic, a team that has had volleyball success and basketball success. They are now, they don't have an elite scorer in this. Prasoski averages around 11 a game, but they seem to go about 10 deep. They sub in 5-5. And so Kearney Catholic, although they have the tradition of late, they don't have quite the senior leadership on this team that they would like.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Kearney Catholic and Pierce will tip it off when we come back.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Hey, son, we paid your first and last month's rent on your new apartment.
That is so awesome.
Uh-huh.
And we got you this.
A shelter renter's policy?
Helps cover your stuff if the place catches fire.
You know, or is broken into.
Helps cover your computer, TV.
Your fancy schmancy bicycle.
So they'll help me replace stuff.
That's the idea.
Have fun, son.
I thought he'd never leave.
Whew, that makes two of us.
Ask Shelter Agent Joe Methy about Shelter's competitive renter's insurance rates.
We're ready to go. It is the traveling green and gold of Kearney Catholic, the home white and blue for Pierce. Tucker to jump it against Maddie Squires. Tucker's going to win the jump, but who's going to grab the ball? Tucker slaps it into the corner, and there's Prasoski. You can scout the jump ball, too, and Prasoski has the basketball. Working against a 2-3 zone to start the basketball game for Pierce. Kearney Catholic will have to shoot the ball better, and they can't turn it over, and they almost did. Colmus ran out of real estate in front of the scorer's table over there. Here at Pinnacle Bank, glad to have you along with us. Doug Duda, Jeff Babel on KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings, Grand Island, KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings. As Squires finds Anna, Anna comes in, lots of hands, and a jump ball going to be called on the first possession of the basketball game. And the arrow points the way of Pierce. Yesterday it was a very physical game for Kearney Catholic. They cannot afford a physical game like that again today, and that's the way Pierce will want to play, although they can score like they showed yesterday with 61. Stars play full court man-to-man, now trying to trap the ball as they bring it across the timeline with Brett Schneider. She'll get it over to Colmus, swing it over the right side to Solacek. Pierce may have to make some free throws today because I'm guessing the Stars won't worry about fouls using 9-10 girls again. Top of the key, Tucker, guarded by Anna Squires. She's going to take a 16-footer straight away. It's no good. And the rebound will be brought down by Maddie Squires, who hit the game winner yesterday for Kearney Catholic. Into the front court, looks for the trailer, almost walked while she was looking. Colling has it. Skip pass over to Prasoski. Allie needs to get off to a good start here offensively. In the paint, Anna Squires. Backdoor bounce pass to Maddie. She's trapped. Tries to get it out to Connor. Players on the floor. Ball out of bounds off Pierce. They're pretty familiar with each other. Their third meeting here. They played twice last year. Kearney Catholic and Pierce played a home and home the two previous years. They did not play this year, and then they met in the state finals. Calling into Connor, ooh, it went right through her hands, but she just saved it. Now she'll shoot a three, and Shayla will put it up too strong, and the long rebound will come out to Colmus. They were not going to respect the three-point attempt of Connor, so she was going to try and bury one there. She had a key three, her only bucket of the game in the fourth quarter yesterday. Lob into Tucker. She's too tall. She'll score. And that is what Kearney Catholic is going to be concerned about all game long. There was nobody to help on the backside, and they threw it over Anna Squires. Squires over the left wing. Prasoski, first three of the game. No good. Backside rebound is loose. Colmus has it. And we've got a whistle and a travel going to be called here on Pierce.
Good call. I thought maybe a double dribble, in fact, but good job by Kearney Catholic trapping right off the rebound. Colmus didn't have anywhere to go in that corner. Good job by the Stars.
There. Minute 45 into the game, 2-0 again yesterday. Remember, it was 3-2 about 5 minutes in. Kearney Catholic gets it over on the wing. Prasoski thought about the three. You don't want her hesitant to pull the trigger, though, and that looked like that is what happened there. Squires top of the key. A lot of reaching here by Pierce. Over to Shayla Connor, to Colling. Stars want to get up and down the floor, but half court, they're going to struggle a little. Three by Prasoski, and it's over everything again, and then a rebound and a travel called on Pierce. J.C. Bramer went to make the outlet pass, and there was nobody to outlet it to.
Yeah, and it looked like Prasoski down here on this, Doug, you're saying she's hesitant, and then the two she shot, she hasn't made very many, but she needs to forget about those and just keep shooting.
Inbounds on the low post, Maddie Squires, they want her to take it right at the hoop. She will, it rolls off the rim, no good. Rebound brought down by Brett Schneider. Kearney Catholic's got to take a few chances inside. Tucker at the other end. Maddie Squires gets back and stole the basketball. Tucker was open, and then Maddie flashes into the paint and makes the steal. Stars the other way with Colling. High post. They throw over it to Maddie. Maddie will try a three. It's good, and Kearney Catholic with the fist pump from Maddie Squires will hit their first bucket of the basketball game. And it is 3-2 Stars. 5:20 to go here in the first quarter. Pressure's on. Pierce hustles it up the floor to Colmoose. Back to the trailer. Brett Schneider swings it over the right side. Solacek lobs it in. Off the hands of Bramer and out of bounds. So Pierce trying to utilize Bramer with Tucker really covered, double team. And Bramer has dropped a couple of them here. Just a sophomore. She played last year, and she is a good one. She averages 8 points, eight boards, but maybe some nerves early. Anna Squires tries to step through the double team, and she walks. Very similar to the start of yesterday, Jeff. Ugly. A lot of shots missed. Turnovers early on.
Yeah, it's 3-2 score. That looks familiar as well. But I do think that the Squires girl, Maddie, has been playing pretty well, though. The bright spot so far.
Pierce with a basketball. J.C. Brett Schneider working on calling. Gives it over on the left wing to Bramer. Bramer, everybody stacked over here. They've got a triple screen set up for Tucker. Instead, they go up top for a three-pointer that's no good by Solacek. And the rebound brought down by Maddie. Maddie Squires, second rebound up ahead to Colling. Colling wants to take it in, gets hipped. And a blocking foul going to be called. And they'll not give the free throws. The blocking foul will be on Solacek. First foul of the game on Pierce. Colling tried to draw the free throws by throwing it up, and now the mass substitutions. Shelby, Brett Schneider. You've got JC and Shelby. She's the younger, the sophomore coming in, and now the mass substitutions for the Stars. They'll leave Colling in, but Messbarger, Studi, Teal, and Long will check into the game. Lob it out to Studi. Back in the corner, Colling. Left-hand corner, lobs it all the way out top. Messbarger, and they'll set the offense up. Nothing on the inbounds play. Colling, left-handed three on the way. It's off the mark, no good. 1 of 5 for the Stars, but they get a backside rebound with Studi. Studi gets it underneath, now kicks it back out for the three, and Morgan hits it. So Kearney Catholic has hit two early threes, and they lead it by 4, 6-2. 4:10 to go here in the first quarter. Into the front court with it is J.C. Brett Schneider. She's trapped, kicks it off on the wing to Colmoose, tries to lob it down to Tucker, over her head, saves it in. Pierce is going to get an open look at a three, but instead driving with the basketball, Brett Schneider goes backside, layup is there for Tucker. When that ball nearly went out of bounds, Kearney Catholic thought they had the basketball, and that left some openings for Pierce. 6-4. And Messbarger going to be called for shuffling the feet. Wanted to pass it up top. Nobody there, so she decided to take off down the middle of the lane, and they called her for the walk. Second turnover for the Stars. 3 for Pierce. 6-4 Blue Jays, 3:40 to go, or 6-4 Stars, 3:40 to go here, first quarter, Blue Jay ball. And Shelby Brett Schneider doesn't know what to do with the ball. Trapped at midcourt, gets it off to Colmoose, back to Shelby. She'll swing it over to J.C. Brett Schneider. Comes to the left elbow, jump pass deflected away, and Kearney Catholic makes another steal. Stars have definitely learned something from playing them last year. They don't have the height, but they've got the quickness. Kylie Teal, spot up three. It's no good. Caitlin Long will get the rebound. Long kicks it out for Colling. The 17-footer doesn't hit anything, and out of bounds it goes to Pierce. So maybe the backdrop is hurting the Stars here a little bit. Yesterday we saw a lot of short shots, especially deeper in the game. But here we've seen a lot of shots fly over the rim.
Yeah, maybe they're just trying to overcorrect from last night, and then just a lot of long balls, a lot of back rims, a lot of just backboard shots for the Stars early in this one.
Good move by J.C. Brett Schneider to get into the front court. Blows by Messbarger, now kicks it off on the wing, takes it back. Messbarger in her face, top of the key to Shelby Brett Schneider. Left baseline, short jumper, no good by Bramer. Rebound grabbed underneath by Anna Squires. Squires up the floor. Stars have 2 threes. That's it. Messbarger, she'll put a running one-hander from about 13 feet. No good. That's a little far out to shoot that one-hand runner. And Colmoose will get the rebound. Kind of got a hand there in the face, and she's trying to shake that off as at the other end, Bramer's open, and her layup is good, and we are all tied 6-6 with 2:25 to go here in the first quarter. Messbarger into the front court to Teal on the left wing. Back up top, Anna Squires against the 2-3 zone. On the post, Long tries to make a move. Left-handed shot got deflected and out of bounds off Pierce. The officials work together, say that the ball had been tipped out. Now coming in for Pierce will be Brianna Polt, and Sydney Slomacek re-enters. Stars have tried to do some things in the paint, Jeff, but too tough against 6-1, 6-2.
Yeah, Caitlin Long tried to get up a shot there, and it just wasn't able to get it off.
On the inbounds, a quick three is up and in for Kylie Teal. Teal actually led the team in scoring yesterday. And they needed every bit of that as the ball is knocked away at midcourt. Players are on the ground. Pierce will have the ball again. They'll lob it underneath. The two post players try to throw it back and forth to each other. It goes out of bounds off of Pierce. There's a situation where Bramer was 5 feet away and tried to make the pass to Tucker, who was 3 feet away, and they end up turning it over.
Yeah, and good hustle there by Squires. She did a nice job of just intercepting the pass and getting it to deflect off of Pierce.
Boy, Teal is wide open here in the corner in this 2-3 zone. Polt saying, hey, keep an eye on her, but Long is probably going to try and set a screen. Teal's wide open. That's where the ball needs to go right now for Kearney Catholic, but they go right side instead. Back up top, Teal swings it over here to Messbarger. High post, left elbow is Long. Quickly over to Teal from the right wing. Kylie's three. That one is too strong, no good. Rebound, Anna Squires grabs the long board. She'll come out on the left wing, back up top, Teal. Swing it right side here to Studi. On the right elbow, Anna Squires. Everything is double teamed, so another three, and it's good. Morgan Studi, and this is a little bit of what Minden looked like yesterday in the first quarter. All they could make was threes because that's what the defense gave them. And Kearney Catholic's up 12-6, and Pierce has decided to call a timeout. Brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance in Kearney, with 1:18 to go in the first. Kearney Catholic 12, Pierce 6.
When knees hurt, when joints ache, when bones break, trust the experienced team at Hastings Orthopedics. Our talented therapists, nurses, imaging staff, and skilled surgeons are trained experts on muscle, bone, and joint care. Don't let aches and pains slow you down. Reach your full potential with the caring, skilled team at Hastings Orthopedics. Feel like yourself again. Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
And welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth here at Pinnacle Bank Arena on a comfortable Friday morning. State basketball semifinals. Kearney Catholic 12, Pierce 6. Pierce called the timeout. Stars are 4 of 10 from 3. They'll break the press, try to attack, but losing the handle will be Solacek. The ball goes out of bounds, and Pierce with an uncharacteristic 6 turnovers early on.
Yeah, it's really starting to hurt them. They've tried to get inside to their bigs, and they just... The Stars have been a nice job of taking away those passes, and Pierce will end up turning the ball over when they can't get it inside.
On the right elbow, Caitlin Long. Reverse it to the left wing. Messbarger is fouled on the attempt. She'll go to the line and shoot two. First free throws of the game for either team.
Over in D1, Doug Emerson Hubbard, 14. Humphrey St. Francis, 12 at the end of the first there.
Earlier today, Friend beat North Platte St. Pat's. Minden, the 79-49 winner over Platteview, and Platteview's good. That's all I'm saying. Platteview's good, and Minden beat him by 30. Free throws up and in by Messbarger. The foul was called on Shelby Brettschneider. Her first, second free throw is also good. Messbarger hits them both, and that makes it 14-6. Kearney Catholic has an early 8-point lead. They had some early success against Pierce last year, but were just shut down in the second half of their games. So they would like to build a nice cushion. Stars have most of their starters back in. Prasoski's back in there. Collings in there. Anna Squires. But Long and Kylie Teal stay in. And Teal trying to get the steal. Ball on the floor. Stars do get the steal up to Collings. She drives. She shoots. She's fouled. Oh, they call a walk after thinking about it. The ball had already fallen off the rim. And the travel called. Whether it's the right call or not, that's fine. I'm just telling you that the official may have changed his mind. And Pierce will get the basketball. 35 seconds to go. Right side with it will be Solacek. She'll try to throw it underneath, and Anna Squires anticipates and picks it off. So the guard play not near as strong right now for Pierce. And the Stars could play for the last shot if they want. 20 seconds up top. Dangerous pass, but it got to Prusoski on the wing to Teal. Now they're in her face. High post Squires. And she walks with the basketball again after getting thumped on the top of the head by Brianna Polt.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought it was going to be a foul on Polt, but apparently Another Stars turnover.
13 seconds for Pierce. 14-6, Kearney Catholic. Trapping in the backcourt, trying to get out of there with it is Polt. They finally get to midcourt with five. Now on the run out is Brett Schneider. She takes it all the way to the low block, steps through the double block, and has it knocked out of there as time expires by Anna Squires. So they're walking, but they're letting them play. At the end of the first quarter of play, Kearney Catholic 14, Pierce 6, the C1 State Semifinals, brought to you in part by Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a trucker SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Tournament basketball is brought to you by Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialists, your neighbor and orthopedics provider since 1956. Have expanded their methods and delivery of care throughout central Nebraska and north central Kansas, giving you the highest level of care when and where you need it. Contact Hastings Orthopedic in Hastings or one of their satellite clinics today to start feeling like yourself again for a better tomorrow. Kearney Catholic gets it to start the second quarter. They'll shoot a three, and Kylie Teal will hit the fifth three of the game. Five threes and a pair of free throws, and Kearney Catholic has scored 11 in a row and lead it 17-6, and a hand check foul on the Stars out front, which sent J.C. Brettschneider to the floor. And the foul will be on Whitney Colling. That will be her first and the first of the game on the Stars.
Yeah,
there's only been three total fouls.
Nice job by Persosky on that previous three with the beautiful backdoor pass, and Teal with the wide open three nailed it.
Now trapped in the corner is going to be Solacek. Solacek trying to get out of there. And finally, Kearney Catholic poking at it. There's a foul called. And again, one thing you see more at the girls' state tournament is officials that haven't worked together all year. We've seen that three or four times already. And on the inbounds, here's another foul called on Kearney Catholic, and this will send Tucker to the line. The last one was on Allie Prasoski. And this is on Anna Squires, her first. So there's three quick ones on the Stars, and Rochelle Tucker, who has four of the 6 points, will shoot the first free throws of the game for Pierce, and it's off the front of the iron. No good.
No real foul trouble yet for the Stars. Just a couple quick ones here early in the second.
And the second free throw on the way. It is good. So Tucker hits one of two. She's got five of the 7 points for Kearney Catholic. Studi and Teal have each hit two threes. So they have six. The Stars are 5 of 11 right now from 3, 0 of 1 for Pierce. Squires in the high post has their pass tipped away from behind, and Colmus will get the steal. That's the fourth Kearney Catholic turnover. Pierce had 8 in the first quarter. And make it 9 as it's stolen away by Colling, and then grabbing her is J.C. Brettschneider. That'll be her first and the team's third. Colling coming up defensively strong. Teal is out. Connor is in. And Kearney Catholic has their original 5 starters in there right now. Shelby Brettschneider will come in for sister J.C. And we have 1 minute gone here in the quarter.
Nice job by Kearney Catholic, kind of shaking off that rust they had in the first quarter and been playing really, really well in this second quarter.
Top of the key with it is Connor over in the left-hand corner. Colling skip pass over the top of the 2-3 zone to Prasoski. Prasoski still looking for her first point of this state tournament. Calls for the ball back, fires the three. First two were long, that one is short. Rebound though, Anna Squires runs it down. One thing about missed threes, they usually produce long rebounds. Here's another three for Colling. Hand in her face, no good. Maddie Squires got the rebound, ends up on the floor, and they give the ball to Pierce. So not a clean rebound that time by the Stars.
No foul called either on Pierce, so refs must have saw something different, and so Pierce will take it over here on the near sideline.
Pierce basketball in the backcourt against Kearney Catholic pressure. They'll throw it in to the sophomore, J.C. Bramer, and she'll wait to get it back to Solacek, and Solacek will bring the ball across the timeline right side. guarded by Prasoski as the Stars drop into their man out of that zone trap. To Colmus, lob it in. There's Bramer, short jumper on the block, hit the iron, no good. Maddie Squires grabs her third rebound. Kearney Catholic is actually out-rebounding Pierce. Top of the key, Prasoski fakes the three, got by two defenders. Wraparound pass to Maddie Squires. She wasn't expecting it, and out of bounds it goes. It's a great drive against most teams, and then you run into Bramer and Tucker, and there's no way that a 5'8 guard can take that shot without just throwing up a balloon shot there and hoping that it goes in.
Good drive, good pass, just wasn't looking. Was Squires, so the Stars turned it over.
So back over to the hands of Pierce, who has not scored a field goal in almost 5 minutes. Colmus wide open, doesn't want the three. Connor comes over for the guard. Up top, Bramer wants to lob it into Tucker. She grabs it underneath the hoop, takes a step back and scores. 7 of the 9 points for Rochelle Tucker. And Kearney Catholic is up by 8, 17-9. 5:45 to go here in the first half. In the right-hand corner with it, Maddie Squires. Squires passes tipped as they try to get it up top. Then it's knocked back away, but a foul going to be called on Kearney Catholic's Anna Squires, it looks like. She knocked it out of Colmos' hands. Second on Anna, fourth on the Stars. State Tournament Basketball brought to you in part by Titan Machinery, your Case IH dealer in Kearney, Hastings, and Holdridge. As part of the Titan Dealer Group, Titan Machinery gives you access to one of the largest parts and wholesale goods inventories in the world, and at the same time providing you with better solutions with the same locally owned service and dedication you expect. See Titan Machinery, Kearney, Hastings, and Holdridge, your Case IH dealer and proud supporter of high school athletics. Pierce for the basketball, a couple of changes, Long and Messbarger in for the Stars. Here's a right corner three on the way, Colmus over everything. It shoots off Kearney Catholic and out of bounds. Here's Studi in. So the five on the floor for the Stars are Studi, Messbarger, Long, Maddie Squires, and Connor. Colmus to throw it in here for Pierce, unguarded in front of the Stars bench, out top to J.C. Brettschneider. The guards haven't done anything so far for Pierce. J.C. Bramer and Tucker have all the points, so they'll try another three. That's no good by Shelby Brettschneider. The rebound comes down to Michelle Messbarger, and the Stars have it in the offensive zone. Right-hand corner, they'll get it to Studi. Down low, underneath, Long, double team, so they'll kick it out for a three. Shayla Connor trying to get that one. She ends up on the floor. The shot is no good. Tucker will grab the rebound. Up the floor, wide open for the layup, which is missed by Shelby Brettschneider, but got it back and scores. And a timeout will be called here by Kearney Catholic. The lead was 11, five in a row here by Pierce, and the Stars have just one bucket so far here in the second quarter. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance. Now's the time for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney. Kearney Catholic 17, Pierce 11.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
And welcome back to Pinnacle Bank Arena, the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. Kearney Catholic out of the timeout. Kylie Teal's three is on the way. No good. They've missed four in a row. Ball goes out of bounds. The officials are going to confer and give the ball to Kearney Catholic.
Yeah, good call there. The Pierce defender tried to save it in, saved it off her own defender.
Kylie Teal takes it in the left-hand corner, gets it back out on the wing to Messbarger. Pass is tapped over to Colling, back to Teal. She's had the hot hand. She'll hit this three. No, it's off the iron, just a little short. And the rebound tapped out into the hands of Sydney Salacek. So Teal was the best three-point shooter yesterday and hit a couple early here, but now has missed a couple of the Stars. Oh, of their last five, 5 for 16. Tucker is going to take an outside jumper. No good. Four fight for the rebound. It ends up in Bramer's hands, and she'll lay it up and in. So Kearney Catholic built the 11-point lead, but seven in a row for Pierce, and it's 17-13. 3:45 to go, first half. Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up. The back cuts, it doesn't matter if the Stars do that. It's a 2-3 zone, and they can't get a shot inside anyway. With it is Squires back to Messbarger. Up top to Teal, rotating it around, Colling into the corner, Squires, jump pass in the paint there, they found Colling, puts it up. Apparently, it was partially blocked by Shelby Brettschneider. Baseball pass up ahead to Tucker. Uncontested layup is good, and it's a two-point game. 17-15, Kearney Catholic up by two, but Pierce has scored nine in a row with it calling to Teal in the left-hand corner. Skip pass right side into the corner they'll go. Stars now all of a sudden can't get anything done. The ball knocked away by Solacek, but Kearney Catholic picks it up to Messbarger. Fakes that three, starts to drive it up top to Colling. They've went into the dead zone like they did yesterday at this time. They were in sync, and now they're not, Jeff. The Stars look like they're afraid to shoot the ball. They get it inside to Long, and she's going to have it blocked. And Tucker, can she save it? Well, she saves it to Colling. Colling takes the shot. It's in and out, no good. Fight for the loose ball, and it's going to be Pierce coming out of there.
Yeah, they just kept passing it, Doug. Nobody really wanted to take the shot. Long finally took one.
Here's a three for the lead for Pierce. It's no good by Solacek, and the rebound brought down by Maddie Squires. She wants to run, but Pierce has done such a great job getting back. There have been no transition buckets. Teal, open three, top of the key, too strong. Rebound brought down by Pierce. And coming out of there with it and ending up on the floor was Bramer. Fast break the other way, two on two. Tucker fouled. And a good foul by Kylie Teal. Two free throws coming up.
Yeah, very smart foul because it looked like she would have got the easy two there and make her earn it from the line. Tucker will head to the line, try and get the two there.
Kearney Catholic hasn't scored for about 4 minutes in this basketball game. In fact, it's been five and a half. The free throw up and in. And Tucker can tie it. The three by Teal was 30 seconds into the quarter, and we're down to 2:06, so 5.5 minutes without a Kearney Catholic point. Not like Pierce is blistering things, Jeff, but Kearney Catholic can't score. They've missed six straight threes in that run.
Yeah, they haven't been getting any good looks. Pierce has been playing okay defense, but the Stars just can't hit their shots.
And the second free throw dances in as well, and a timeout will be called by Pierce. They have scored 11 in a row, and just like last year, the Stars build a lead, and Pierce comes back. 2:06 to go in the first half. Kearney Catholic and Pierce tied at 17.
It's named the Early Riser Planner for a reason. Producers who use Case IH Early Riser Planners enjoy the earliest emergence in the industry, 3 days earlier on average. When you purchase a 2014 model year Early Riser Planner, you won't only receive unmatched maximized yields, you'll also receive 0% financing for 36 months. Stop by your Titan Machinery Case IH dealer today to see how an Early Riser Planner can benefit your operation. But hurry, this great financing offer ends March 31st. Titan Machinery, better solutions.
Well, Kearney Catholic's going to bring Kayla Shundoff and Jordan Streit in for the first time. Prasoski, Kylie Teal, and Long are out there. So, technically, not a lot of scorers. And right away, they throw it away. Heading to the other end, Solacek, layup, good. And Pierce has regained the lead. They had the first bucket, and now they're back up by two. Kearney Catholic's seventh turnover. Interesting move by Coach Petrie here. Shundoff to the free throw line. Swings it right side to Prasoski. Over to Teal. To the left elbow, Shundoff tries to get it into Long. Back-to-back turnovers. Up the floor with it is going to be Brettschneider. Takes it inside and a foul. And that'll be the sixth foul on Kearney Catholic. Was it before the shot or not? They're going to the line. The foul's on Prasoski. Her second. And at the line is J.C. Brettschneider. Hasn't scored, but Pierce has scored 13 in a row. And the free throw is good, and that makes it 14. It's just a head-scratcher.
Yeah, I don't know if he's just trying to, you know, send the message to the starters, but their offense just hasn't been clicking. A lot of standing around away from the ball. People pick up their dribbles and then turnovers off of those.
Kearney Catholic with five turnovers in the quarter. Pierce one. In the first quarter, it was eight for Pierce, three for the Stars. Second free throw, bounced off the front of the rim, no good. Shundoff does a great job just to save the basketball. She'll get the rebound. Prasoski, pull up three in transition. They need it, and it is too strong. Rebound brought down by Rochelle Tucker. Stars have missed seven in a row from outside, and Pierce continues to pull away. Skip pass over the left wing to Shelby Brettschneider. Underneath, Caitlin Long blocks the shot of J.C. Bramer out of bounds. And it'll be Blue Jay ball underneath their own hoop. Pierce has outscored Kearney Catholic 14-3 here in the quarter. 1:02 remains. Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up. Stats, score updates, and a lot more. Right now, a spin move by Brett Schneider. JC gets too far underneath. Then her pass is going to be knocked out of bounds by Shundoff. 57 seconds remaining here in the half. And it will be Pierce to throw it in with Colmus into the corner, wide open off the screen for three. It's no good, but an offensive rebound brought down by Tucker. And another three. That time, JC Brett Schneider couldn't get either one of them, and out of bounds it goes. That's about all Pierce is missing during this run is a backbreaking three.
Yeah, and good thing Kearney Catholic avoided a backbreaker there. See what they do here with one possession if they just try to get it down to one before half, maybe.
Kearney Catholic to Connor. Underneath to Long, trying to take it at the big post. Hits the front of the rim, no good. Ball is knocked around. Colmus grabs the rebound. And Kearney Catholic is going to have a 7.5-minute dry spell going into halftime because Pierce is going to hold for one. Shelby Brett Schneider starts the left side. Now sees a screen, so she drives, draws the foul. So they did attack the hoop here with 20 seconds to go in the first half. Fouls on Long, her first. And that's the seventh team foul on Kearney Catholic. Three have been called on Pierce. And the first of two here for Shelby Brett Schneider is good. One of the reasons Pierce doesn't have a lot of fouls is a lot of the time you get your fouls in the paint or hand check and guard play, but the Pierce guards haven't been a factor in this game.
No, and I thought maybe the Stars maybe drew a contact or two in the last few possessions, but no call there.
Second free throw, Brett Schneider hits them both. That's 16 in a row for Pierce. 22-17, Pierce with the lead. 15 seconds, Prasoski into the front court to Connor. Connor to Shundoff. Underneath Long, finally wide open, and they're going to call it a block shot, Tucker, but it goes out of bounds off the foot of Pierce. Kearney Catholic will take it underneath with 7 seconds to go. And it'll be Connor to throw it in. They find Prasoski, fakes the three, can't get the shot to Teal, a long three. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Pierce from half court. The shot won't get there, and that brings us to halftime. After a very promising start by Kearney Catholic, the Stars can't score. In fact, Kearney Catholic has not made a two-point bucket yet in this basketball game. It is Pierce 22. Kearney Catholic 17, the state tournament brought to you in part by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, your truck destination. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report in a moment.
When knees hurt, when joints ache, when bones break, trust the experienced team at Hastings Orthopedics. Our talented therapists, nurses, imaging staff, and skilled surgeons are trained experts on muscle, bone, and joint care. Don't let aches and pains slow you down. Reach your full potential with the caring, skilled team at Hastings Orthopedics. Feel like yourself again. Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit nsaahome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, they're dealing new cars, used cars, new pickups and used pickups, even SUVs and crossovers. Big discounts on both new and used. Stop by and drive through the lot. Many unadvertised specials marked right on the windshields. They want trade-ins and have on-the-spot appraisals. They'll tell you right up front what it will take to trade, plain, simple, and easy. For a great experience and service after the sale, stop and see Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth here at the Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln with classic hits and ESPN Radio's continuing coverage of the 2014 Girls State Basketball Tournament. And we are at halftime. Pierce 22, Kearney Catholic 17. A 16-0 run in the second quarter has given Pierce the lead. Kearney Catholic has 5 3-point buckets and 2 free throws. And Jeff Babel, if they don't figure out a way to get some scoring from, it doesn't have to be 3 feet, but if they can't knock down some 15-foot shots against this 2-3 zone, they're going to be in a consolation game tomorrow.
Yeah, it appears with that 16-0 run, and Kearney Catholic was leading 14-6. It looked good for the Stars, and then Pierce just kind of forced them into turnovers. The Stars didn't really have any good offensive flow going. When they did shoot them, they didn't shoot them in, and then they kind of lived by the three in that first period, and they started hitting them, and then they died by it there in the third period and weren't getting anything inside. Pierce's bigs were just taking away everything in front. So Stars had a very, very tough second quarter there.
This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. Other games going on today. Let's take a look at what we've got, Jeff. Where are we at in D1?
Over at D1 at the Bob Emerson Hubbard right now, after their upset of St. Mary's, looking to upset Humphrey St. Francis right now, 30-24 at the half. So Emerson Hubbard looking to go 2-for-2 and make it a state final as an 8 seed. Yeah, and over at, keep going in D2, though, they would face Friend. Friend got a 42-29 victory over North Platte St. Pat's earlier today in the 9 a.m. game. If we go down to D2, Fall City Sacred Heart and Why Not will be in the first semifinal at 7 o'clock. And Giltner and Sterling in the nightcap there at the Bob Danvey Sports Center. That'll be right here on Classic Hits 98.9. The Hornets will take on Sterling. Going to C2, St. Cecilia will tip off in the next game. It'll be over at 12:30 a.m. KHAS. They'll take on Pender. Pender looked real good against Homer and won 61-54. So the Hawkettes will be on 2 o'clock here on 12:30 a.m. KHAS. That's C2 for you. C1. Again, Minden advanced 79-49, and the Stars right now are trailing at the half 22-17 to Pierce. If we look in Class B real quick, Grand Island Northwest and Norris will be right here on Classic Hits 98.9. Grand Island Northwest 65-44 victory yesterday over Sydney, and Lincoln Pius the 10th will take on Holdridge. The Dusters with a 54-53 victory in overtime last night. An exciting game there in Class B. In the Class A semifinals, Lincoln Northeast will take on Omaha Benson. Benson, the Bunnies, took care of Kearney High last night, 63-36. Kearney High led that after the first quarter, and then the Bunnies pulled away. And in the other semifinal, the top seed at Bellevue West will take on Millard West. Millard West over Fremont. Fremont, widely considered to have the best player in the state. Fremont, she's going to go home, though. And so that's your state tournament recap so far. Here it's Pierce 22, Kearney Catholic 17.
And we'll be back with the first half stats on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report in a minute.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska, rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable, cut the cord, call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to prairieinet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
And welcome back to Pinnacle Bank Arena here in Lincoln and the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, where Pierce ended the half on a 16-0 run, and they lead it 22-17 over Kearney Catholic. Here are your numbers. First for Pierce, Allison Colmus, 4 rebounds. Shelby Brettschneider, 4 points, 2 rebounds, and a blocked shot. Sydney Solacek, 2 points, 1 rebound. Chasey Bramer, 4 points, 3 rebounds. J.C. Brettschneider, 1 point, 2 rebounds. And the team leader all year, and again here in the first half, Rochelle Tucker, 11 points, 3 rebounds, and 2 blocked shots. 5 rebounds in the first quarter, 10 in the second. All of the free throws were in the second quarter, where the Blue Jays were 6 of 8. 3-point shooting, 0 of 1 in the first, 0 of 5 in the second. Turnovers, 8 in the first, and 1 in the second. Pierce foul situation, well, they only had 3 total called on them, so nobody in trouble. 6 points in the first quarter, but 16 in the second. And at the half, 22 points, 15 rebounds, 6 out of 8 at the free throw line, 0 of 6 from 3-point land, 3 block shots, and 9 turnovers for Pierce. For Kearney Catholic, Michelle Messbarger, 2 points. She has shot the only free throws of the game for the Stars. She has 1 rebound. Morgan Studi, 6 points on two threes and a rebound. Kylie Teal, 6 points on two threes. Maddie Squires has a three-point bucket, four rebounds. Anna Squires, three rebounds and a block. Kayla Shundoff, a rebound. And Caitlin Long, one block and one rebound. Six rebounds in the first quarter, five in the second. Free throw shooting, been to the line once, two of two. Three-point shooting, four of 10 in the first quarter, but just one of nine in the second quarter. Turnovers, three in the first quarter, five in the second quarter. Foul situation, Anna Squires and Allie Persosky each have two. 14 points in the first quarter, but just three in the second. And at the half, 17 points, 11 rebounds, two of two at the free throw line, five of 19 from three-point land in the first half, two block shots, eight turnovers, and the 25-1 Stars, when they play Pierce, unfortunately, are in a familiar situation, trailing to the 21-4 Blue Jays, 22-17. Well, we've got more basketball, as Jeff said, later today. The next game here at Pinnacle Bank will be at 2 o'clock on the Breeze, 94.5. Grand Island Northwest will be taking on Norris, a team that beat them earlier in the year and the team that snapped their volleyball winning streak earlier this season at the state volleyball semifinals in Grand Island. They look for their revenge coming up at 2. And then also at 2, St. Cecilia is playing in their semifinal game on 12:30 a.m. KHAS against Pender. That is going to be a hands-full game there for Coach Kyle and his team. And then later on at 8:45 tonight here on Classic Hits, Giltner will play Sterling in the D2 semifinals at the Devaney Center. So 22-17, and Jeff, a couple of things you got to look at here. A, Allie Persosky hasn't scored a point yet in the state tournament.
Yep.
She hopefully will be able to find her range. They need her offensive skills to get them going here in the second half. And everything else, defensively, you've got to like where you're at. If you say in Pierce 44, that's better than what the Stars have been able to score on them the last couple of times. But if you told Coach Petrie that Pierce would score 44 points, I think he'd like his chances.
Yeah, and I think the Star, you got to get Persosky going. She's your leading scorer on the year. But you got to be pleased, I think, Carney Gathick, that there's a second half, because, I mean, they played about as bad as you could in that second quarter. There's a second half for a reason, so you can completely just forget about that first half. You're only down five. You kind of go back to what you did in the first quarter. Get the Squires involved underneath. I thought that was what got them going again. We got some good look from threes. We were able to hit them there. You'd like to see Allie make some threes, too. Teal's been carrying them so far in this day tournament from deep. So the Stars, I think they know the recipe. They just got to go out and get it now.
Hit a few more threes, open up that inside, maybe knock down a 15, 16-footer. But also, you can see some inexperience from the freshman in there as well, because you've got Caitlin Long, first time maybe all year that she has had to match up against a far superior player in experience in Rochelle Tucker, and she just can't make the quick move to the hoop. When she does get the ball, Tucker's able to take her one-on-one, and that has shut down the inside game for Kearney Catholic. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. Pierce 22, Kearney Catholic 17. The second half is next.
Killian Motors, your General Motors dealer, is having a month-long open house sale all March long. During this open house, sticker prices on most new 2014 GMCs will be at special supplier prices, plus rebates. We're talking new 2014 GMC half and three-quarter ton pickups, crew and extended cabs, Acadias, Yukons, Terrains, and more. It's the open house sale on now all March long at Killian Motors.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection.
8th and Central, Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Well, the Kearney Catholic girls have smiles on their faces as they come out here to start the second half. It'll be Pierce basketball trying to set up a high 1-4 with a pick and roll. They get it to Tucker. She grabs it. She runs into Colling. She scores. Well executed. Keep the momentum going. Coming out of the halftime locker room, you know it's going to be your ball. Set up the play, and it's 24-17. Into the corner, Maddie Squires. A three is good, and that is a good sign for the Stars. Second three for Maddie. It's still all three-pointers, but at least they didn't come up empty-handed and gain a point here in the exchange. 24-20, Pierce. Each team scores on their opening possession. Connor tries to poke it away from Cole Moose. Up top to Bramer. Gives it over on the right wing to Brett Schneider, and she walks. Bramer took four steps after she caught the basketball, but you're not expecting to see the post come out and catch the ball, so I'm sure it caught everybody by surprise. They didn't miss the second one, though, and Pierce turns it over for just the second time since the first quarter. High post, Anna Squires drives in on the double team. She's fouled, and there's the first time the Stars have been able to pick up a foul in the post. And just to take it a point further, didn't look like there was a whole lot of contact in there, but they brushed her on the arm.
I thought there was a lot more in the first contact or first half, but good job by Squires getting to the line there.
And the free throw is good. That's the key. Not only have the Stars need to get to the line, they need to execute those free throws. And the foul was called on J.C. Bramer, her first. And the second free throw, Anna Squires, the freshman, hits them both. Her first 2 points of the game, 24-22, Pierce. We're still in the first minute of the third quarter. Stars able to put some pressure on. Cole Moose stops before she gets across the timeline. Gives it off to J.C. Brettschneider. Original starters are in there for both teams. Pass knocked away, but run down at midcourt. Now Pierce has numbers, but Bramer doesn't attack. She'll kick it out on the wing. And Salacek for three. It's off the mark, no good. Long rebound comes out to Prasoski. She wants to run. Stars have had nothing in transition, and they'll get nothing here. Pierce has done a great job getting back. Calling on the left wing, back on the elbow to Squires. She's doubled, gives it over to Prasoski, swings it right side, Connor into the corner, Maddie Squires. Out on her is Tucker. Can she drive on Tucker? Nope, back out top, Prasoski. 2-1-2 zone, settles into a 2-3, but they've actually kind of brought Bramer out more to make it a 2-1-2. Pass is tipped, Colling grabs it. Stars with a chance to tie or even take the lead. Give and go back up to Squires, to Prasoski, goes right through her hands. And she's able to save it momentarily. Ball is loose. And we're going to get a jump ball out of the deal. No, we're going to get a timeout called by Pierce. Kearney Catholic turns it over. And Pierce is only going to have two timeouts remaining. So that's something that could come into play later in the game. 6:08 to go. Third quarter, Pierce 24, Kearney Catholic 22. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, Clark, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
And we are back to basketball here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Pierce will get it down on the low block. Bramer's shot, no good. Got her own rebound, and then they're going to call a jump ball with Maddie Squires in there and give the arrow to Kearney Catholic. And the Stars down by two. Good play again. Maddie Squires continues to play well here in the state tournament. Stars still without a two-point bucket in the game. 5:40 to go, third quarter. Calling, skip pass over the zone to Prasoski. High post, Squires goes left. She goes left every time, and Pierce knows that. If she goes right one time, I think she'll go right by him. Here's a three-pointer, Maddie Squires. It's going to be a little short. And in the back corner, running it down, will be Allison Coolmoose, her fifth. 24-22, Pierce. Coolmoose into the front court, right in front of her own bench. Stops against Connor, up top, Bramer. They don't even guard her. Over on the left wing, they don't guard Brett Schneider, and her 15-footer no good. Rebound comes out to Colmoose. And again, out top to Bramer. And again, off the screen, Brett Schneider is free, but doesn't get the shot to Colmoose. Stars really packing it in as they try to get it from Tucker underneath to Bramer, and she'll score. J.C. Bramer has a bucket in each quarter, and Pierce back up by four, 26-22. Stars top of the circle. Give it to Prasoski. Alley extended on the 2-3 to Colling. Stars have attempted just two threes here, both by Maddie Squires. Now she takes it in, and as she leans in, she'll get the call. Foul on J.C. Bramer. Her second, and Maddie Squires will go to the line and shoot two.
Yeah, another chance. You know, either three-pointers or free throws, and we'll try to get two more from the line. No two-point field goals yet for the Stars.
So Squires will go to the line, shoot two, and try and get Kearney Catholic a little closer here. Free throw is no good. St. Francis now a 41-37 lead. with just under 2 minutes to go in the third quarter against Emerson Hubbard in the D1 semifinal. The winner will play Friend, a low-scoring win over North Platte St. Pat's earlier this morning. Minden, a 79-49 win over Platteview, awaits the winner of this in the state final tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Maddie Squire's second free throw up, and it is in. She gets one of two. 26-23 Pierce. 4:40 to go here in the third quarter of play. Kylie Teal and Michelle Messbarger have checked in. Both Squires and Prasoski remain on the floor for the Stars. Pierce still has their five out there. They have brought in a Shelby Brettschneider right now. Sister JC kicks it into the corner. Salacek for three, and it's good. The first three of the ball game for Pierce, and that puts the lead back out to six, the largest of the contest. Excuse me, second largest of the contest, 29-23.
Yeah, big three by Pierce there.
Stars working it around the perimeter, being way more deliberate here. Kylie Teal, skip pass. They try to get a screen, but there's nothing there. Messbarger, drop step, gives it to Maddie. Deep right-hand corner, Tucker on her, dribbles around, runs into Bramer. Contact, they both go down. The shot goes over everything, and the ball is grabbed by Shelby Brettschneider. Throw and hope that time for the Stars. Salacek open, doesn't want the three this time. Gives it to Brettschneider. JC back out in the corner. Another three for Salacek. It's in. And just when the Stars looked like they had gained the momentum, Pierce yanks it back. 32-23, Pierce by nine. Back-to-back threes by Salacek to the baseline. Squires out to Teal, can't get a three away. Prasoski, a long three off the front of the rim, no good. Anna Squires trying to get the rebound. It's deflected to Shelby Brettschneider. Here comes Pierce down the middle of the floor. It's JC, and she is going to be poked from behind, and a foul called on Kearney Catholic, and it's going to go on Maddie Squires. Her first and the first of the half on the Stars.
Yeah, Stars added down to three, Doug. It looked like they were gaining the momentum, maybe go to taking a chance to get the tie game. And then two threes by Salacek here in the corner just took the air out of the building for the Stars.
Prasoski and Squires will check out Maddie, and Long will check in along with Studi. But a chance for a double-digit lead, another three, Salacek, but it didn't hit anything. And Kylie Teal will pick up the rebound. Stars need to get some offense going. 3 minutes to go. On the right side, Messbarger. Coach Petrie saying, get that ball moving over there. She dribbles into the trap. Stars need a timeout. They'll get it. It is a 30-second timeout. It is the first timeout of the game for Kearney Catholic. With 2:57 to go in the third quarter of play, Pierce 32, Kearney Catholic 23. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy's Shelter Insurance.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank, the better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
State Tournament Basketball on Classic Hits and ESPN Radio, brought to you by Titan Machinery, your Case IH dealer in Kearney, Hastings, and Holdridge. Kearney Catholic ball underneath the own hoop to Teal, working around the corner. Messbarger, a three off the front of the iron, and Esquire is going to be called for going over the back. Her third. Kearney Catholic is now 6 of 23 from three-point land, and after starting four of their first 10, they're 2 of their last 13.
Yeah, and I'm not sure if that's a foul, Doug, because there's a lot less contact on that than some of Maddie's shot attempts.
So it will be Pearson to the front court trying to put this one away. They set double screens, taking it all the way in as J.C. Brettschneider. Really an uncontested layup, and Pierce is up 11. Teal a three at the other end. Good. Kylie Teal finally gets something going here for Kearney Catholic. Apparently the Star is going to be the first team to try and win a game without making a two-point bucket. Into the front court, Salacek swings it into the right-hand corner. An 18-footer on the way, and it is good for Shelby Brettschneider. And now the guards have hit back-to-back buckets when they need to. 36-26 Pierce, 2:10 to go, third quarter. And the ball knocked out of bounds by Brettschneider. Here comes Colmus back in for Pierce. Well, Pierce could be the next official thorn in the side of Kearney Catholic, Jeff, that team you can't beat. Still a lot of time left, but the Stars' offense not showing that they can come back in this one. In the corner, Teal. Kylie, one dribble, needs some help. Nobody comes out. She finally just throws it up top to Studi. To Squires, her pass is knocked away from behind. Turnover number 10. Messbarger tries to get it back, stops at midcourt, gets it into the hands of Shelby Britschneider, over to Kolmus. Kolmus bounce pass up top to Bramer. Anna Squires pokes it away from behind, but it goes out of bounds, can't save it. That's just kind of the feeling of the game right now, Jeff. They poke it away, but can't get the steal and go for a fast break. Good defense, but just can't finish it off.
Yeah, and then on offense, they're just not getting any good looks. And Pierce's heights, not only in low, but I think at the guard position, just making it tough for them to get the ball inside even.
Pierce will throw it in from their bench and toss it to J.C. Britschneider. Off the high screen, the Stars switch, give it off to Shelby Britschneider. Free throw line to Tucker, right side against Kearney Catholic's matchup. And they'll reset. 1:20 to go. Now a three-pointer on the way and good by J.C. Britschneider. After going 0-6 in the first half, Pierce is 3-5 in the third quarter, and it's 39-26. Teal skip pass over to Studi in the corner to Colling. She tries to drive, and getting in the way and getting tangled up will be Shelby Britschneider. That'll be her second. And the third team foul. 39-26, Pierce leading the Stars. 1:04 to go, third quarter. Here's another three, Kylie Teal. That's 5 foot over everything. And the rebound brought down by Morgan Studi, so they'll get another chance. They'll try Teal again. And then she wanted to pass it to Studi, and it's picked off. Headed the other way is Britschneider. She brings it all the way in, throws it off the glass. No good. Getting tackled with no call. Anna Squires. Now a foul called. And I think it's on Kearney Catholic. Caitlin Long. My goodness, how can you miss that?
It's been happening all game, Doug, and you try to be nice on the radio to the officials, but when they just completely miss calls like that.
And so the foul on Long will be her second, and getting two free throws will be Shelby Britschneider. I mean, Bramer actually tackled Anna Squires to the floor here.
Hit her in the face. I mean, it was blatant right here, right in front of us.
Second free throw for Shelby Britschneider. Good. She's 3 of 4 at the line, has 7 points. 40-26. And the biggest lead of the game for Pierce just continues to get bigger. The Stars had 14 points in the first quarter. They've got 12 since. And on the drive, a blocking foul will be called. And I don't think they're going to give them free throws. So the blocking foul on Sydney Salacek. Her second, team's fourth. Kearney Catholic trying to get it in to Long on the post. Up and under move, no good. Not Caitlin's day so far, and Shelby Britschneider will get the rebound. And driving in Salacek, she gets tangled up. She puts it up and in. They're just starting to set screens outside and letting the guards drive by because the Stars are packing it in. Now calling to the other end. She gets fouled, and she'll get two free throws. I think Whitney Colling just decided that's enough. But the Stars are down 16, and when you've only scored 26, the Stars are going to have to get red hot. And again, if they can't score, they can't press, they can't force turnovers in the backcourt.
And that's their bread and butter right there.
Free throw by Colling is no good. Whitney hasn't scored yet in the basketball game. The foul was on Pierce, their fourth, their fifth team foul. And the second free throw now for Colling. 16 seconds remaining in the third quarter. On the way, and it is good. Coach Rick Petrie knew this was going to be a tough matchup. I don't know if he thought it was going to be this tough. As Pierce throws it in, they overthrow it right into the hands of Teal. Teal can't get a quick shot. Looking for a teammate, Maddie Squires, 10 seconds. Back up top to Connor. Connor off the double team to Colling. Colling drives in, lost the handle. It falls into the hands of Caitlin Long. Takes it up, no foul. And Pierce gets the rebound. And at the end of the third quarter of play, it is Pierce 42, Kearney Catholic 27. Fourth quarter action coming up next on Classic Hits.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Well, Jeff Babel, it's going to have to be a quarter more like the first than the second and the third for Kearney Catholic to have a chance in this basketball game.
Yeah, they did. They did very well in that first period. They made a lot of threes. They got to the line. They need to do some of that. They haven't got a two-point field goal yet, so they need to start getting buckets, and they need to get them quick.
So the ball comes back to Pierce to start the fourth quarter of play, and a three-pointer Salacek is good. My, oh, my. Just when you think you got it figured out, the guards awaken. They've hit four of their last five threes. And this game is 45-27. Stars have their shot deflected. A 20-point quarter for Pierce to 10 for Kearney Catholic. It goes out of bounds to the Stars. 18-point lead for Pierce. No, it goes out of bounds to Pierce, excuse me. So Pierce will bring the ball up the floor. I mean, if Kearney Catholic gets back into this game, I would be the most amazed person in the building. There's just no signs of any way that they can. If you haven't hit a two-point bucket in three quarters, there's not much hope. 45-27, but they're still fighting hard like they always do, but Pierce just has the team that can box them out. And here's another three for Salacek. Four threes in the second half, 48-27. Kearney Catholic knows they've got to pack it in on the post, and the guards have picked it up here for Pierce. Anna Squire starts to drive. Dribbles it off her foot, and a double dribble. 12th turnover for Kearney Catholic. And Michelle Messbarger is going to come in. Prasoski is going to come in. But if you joined us late, Kearney Catholic was up 17-6. They have been outscored 42-10 since the 7:30 mark of the second quarter. It's unbelievable. I mean, the Stars are 25-1. Fast break the other way. Maddie Squires probably got away with a foul. And they'll call it a block shot. To be fair, she had her hand right on the hip of J.C. Bramer and then blocked the ball with the other hand. Pierce ball underneath their own hoop. They'll have to lob it all the way out top. Messbarger's able to make the steal, and the first two of the game with 6:45 to go in the fourth quarter is made by Michelle Messbarger off the Pierce turnover, 48-29. Pierce just has to be smart with a lead like this. Play a lot of catch. There's no need to shoot a three. Just get it to your post, and they do. There's Tucker layup good. That's all Pierce has to do the rest of the game. Be smart and get it to Tucker when she's open, and she's got a team high. Well, she's got 15. Salacek actually has 16, and now Prasoski with her first points of the state tournament hits the three-pointer, and Kearney Catholic 8 out of 26 from three-point land. 50-32. Pierce up top, Bramer. Stars are in a man-to-man to Brett Schneider, comes into the lane. Her pass is going to be deflected away. Prasoski comes out of there with a basketball, trying to push it, but nobody runs the floor with her. Out to Teal, Kylie for three, no good. That would have maybe got a little life into the Stars. And the rebound comes down to Salacek. Kearney Catholic just hasn't been able to hit anything to get some momentum going.
Yeah, and Pierce did back-to-back with Salacek.
Now Maddie Squires makes the steal at midcourt and goes in for another layup. So the Stars have finally made a couple of picks there at midcourt. It's 50-34. Contact in the backcourt. Stars are on the floor. They try to lob it to Tucker. They overthrow her. That's a pass you don't make, Jeff, from half court. Double teamed, tried to throw it underneath the hoop to Tucker. And we're going to have a timeout on the floor here. Pierce with three straight turnovers, and Coach Sindelar realized he needs to talk to his ladies. They've got this game won. They just have to take care of the basketball. 5:22 remaining in the basketball game. It's Pierce 50, Kearney Catholic 34. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney.
Niccolo looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball toward the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside to Chanel Farmer. 4 seconds to Ernst. Leather to Niccolo. It's not good.
Cremosta, another three, in and out, and in. Oh, my, for Mark Cremosta.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Activity disorder
back to the
and child abuse.
Broadcast.
A Canadian study found
to go in this state tournament game. Kearney Catholic down by 16, 50 to 34. Maddie Squires in the right-hand corner, up top Prusoski. Allie gives it over to Colling. Colling into the corner to Messbarger. They can't get the three away. Over to Prusoski. She will get the three away. It's off to the left, no good, but she's able to track down her own rebound here. That's the 28th three that the Stars have shot in this basketball game. High post Squires. Out of the wing, faking the three. Now Messbarger from 15, but it won't go. Rebound grabbed by Shelby Brettschneider. Those were the shots we talked about at half that we were hoping to see the Stars take against that zone, and they didn't take them. Brettschneider picks her dribble up. Top of the key with it is Tucker. Tucker dribbling like a point guard. The Stars Fowler. Time and situation. Something, as we mentioned, only one senior starter on each team. There's still a lot of learning to do for both of these teams, and there's a situation there. Prusoski with her third foul. Fourth foul of the half on the Stars. And with it out top, Pierce. Skip pass into the corner to Brettschneider. Starts to drive, stops, kicks it back out top. Gives it to Salacek. Now Pierce doing the right thing. Get that floor spread and run clock. Brettschneider, she's wide open, doesn't take the three. That's the right thing. Pierce should not take a three the rest of this game. They're up by 16. Ball between the circles. Rochelle Tucker. Now Kearney Catholic changing up their defense. Coach Petrie shouting from the bench. They've got to get out and play some defense. Stars still have two fouls to give. And again, don't just reach out and slap and go for the steal. Messbarger poked it away, but it goes right to Shelby Brettschneider. And there's exactly what we talked about. Jeff just reached out and hugged him with 3:52 to go.
Yeah, I'm wondering why. You know, that'll be the fifth foul, so we're still two away. So maybe Petrie just wanted to give one of those fouls he had to give. So.
And Kearney Catholic will call a timeout. And it's one of those situations, Jeff, we've watched the team a number of times, and we're like everybody else that has seen Kearney Catholic play, wondering what is going so horribly wrong for them here today, and they trail at 50-34. Pierce leading it, trying to defend their state championship. They could get a rematch with Minden tomorrow. State tournament action brought to you in part by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, your truck destination with BMW, Chevrolet, Cadillac, GMC, Hyundai, and Hallmark trailers. There's over 400 vehicles to choose from, located at Stanley Park Road and South Webb Road in Grand Island, and DinsdaleAuto.com. Tom Dinsdale Automotive. 3:52 to go in the game. Pierce 50, Kearney Catholic 34. We'll be right back.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a truck or SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale. Your truck destination.
Pierce to throw it in. They're going to drop it in at midcourt, and an immediate foul called on Kearney Catholic. And that's the third, Maddie Squires. It's the sixth team foul, so Pierce will throw it in at midcourt again. And they'll try to get it to Bramer, and she falls, and a foul going to be called on Kearney Catholic. And it's on Maddie Squires. I was looking for the jump ball, and a one-and-one coming up here for J.C. Bramer. And again, sometimes when they fall to the floor, no foul is called. That time it was, and I mean, Bramer's going to go to the line. For the first time, she's got 6 points. That's the fourth foul on Maddie Squires, who had the game winner yesterday, and the free throw is up and in by Bramer. And it is 51-34. Pierce with a 17-point lead.
There's not much to say, but, man, that was a jump ball.
Second free throw on the way. And it is off the iron, no good. Maddie Squires with the rebound, and then touching it while standing out of bounds was Tucker. So no need to bench Squires at this point in the game with four fouls. 51-34, Kearney Catholic down by 17. And it's not looking good. Anna Squires top of the circle. Pierce just extending that 2-1-2 zone. Prasoski top of the key, three. Short, no good. Rebound will be brought down by J.C. Brettschneider. And Pierce on their way to a second state title appearance as a pass is picked off here by Anna Squires. Anna trying to go coast to coast. Reverse layup, no good, but a foul. And Anna will go to the line. She has 2 points on two free throws. The foul is on J.C. Brettschneider. That is her second. Kearney Catholic, the consolation game tomorrow is not going to be an easy one against Platteview, and that's at Lincoln North Star at 12 noon. And the free throw is on the way, and it is good by Anna Squires. Don't forget, when we're done, the Misco Sports postgame show will have all the final stats for you, coach interview, and more, so stay with us here on Classic Hits and ESPN Radio. And the second free throw is off the rim a couple of times, no good. And it goes out of bounds to Kearney Catholic. And the Stars are doing some offensive, defensive switching here in case they need to foul. They're going to try and put Pierce at the line a lot. Squires got one of two. Inbounds to Teal. Swings it over on the right side to Messbarger. Overplaying the three ball is Pierce, so the Stars need to drive. With it is going to be Teal. A step back 27-footer is no good. And the rebound brought down by Shelby Brettschneider. Kearney Catholic is now 8 of 30 from three-point land. They made four of them in the first quarter. 2:50 to go. Pierce going to get to state championship game number two with a record of 22-4. Kearney Catholic going to suffer their second loss and not get that rematch with Minden. And a foul will be called here on Messbarger, intentionally trying to send J.C. Bramer to the line, who is one of two and has 7 points. That's the first foul on Messbarger. It's the eighth team foul on the Stars. 51-35, Pierce leading Kearney Catholic.
Humphrey St. Francis, last check, Doug, was on top 52-46. 1:40 to go in that one.
And the front of the 1-1 is no good. Rebound brought down by Anna Squires. Off the miss from Bramer. Up the floor to Whitney Colling. Up top to Kylie Teal. Prasoski in the corner to Morgan Teal. Her three is up and in. So Morgan, another three-point shooter, and Kearney Catholic will call a timeout. They'll have just one remaining. 2:25 to go in the game. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney. 2:25 to go. Pierce 51, Kearney Catholic 38.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
It's named the Early Riser Planner for a reason. Producers who use Case IH Early Riser Planners enjoy the earliest emergence in the industry, 3 days earlier on average. When you purchase a 2014 model year Early Riser Planner, you won't only receive unmatched maximized yields, you'll also receive 0% financing for 36 months. Stop by your Titan Machinery Case IH dealer today to see how an Early Riser Planner can benefit your operation. But hurry, this great financing offer ends March 31st. Titan Machinery, better solutions.
Pierce to face full court pressure from Kearney Catholic. Their lead down to 13 with 2:25 to go. And Solacek gets ahead, fires it up to Bramer. She's open underneath, and the layup is good. Kearney Catholic didn't get back. They had a 3-on-2, had to come out on Solacek, and that left Bramer alone, and it's 53-38. This game very similar to last year's state final when the final score was 51-34. 53-38. Squires to Teal. There's another 26-footer. It's too strong that time. Long rebound all the way into the backcourt. Actually going to be grabbed by Kylie Teal. Fires on the wing to Anna Squires. 150 to go. Over to Jordan Streit. To Teal. Kylie another three. And they say she stepped back out of bounds, made the three. Amazing. That's how far behind the arc she was. She apparently stepped out of bounds. They can't see somebody getting tackled, but they can tell if your shoelace is on the sideline. And, yes, that's the complaining in me coming out just a little bit here for what we've seen today. Pierce, though, I mean, this game hasn't been decided by the officials. That's the bottom line. Baseball pass. Pierce comes to the other end, and a foul will be called. And it'll be J.C. Brettschneider to go to the line and shoot two. Got a little Davis and Pavelka coming out in me right now.
Well, you're completely right, Doug, and everything you've been saying. And I honestly, if the calls would have went the way they went, Pierce still might have won this game, but at least it would have been more of a game.
At the line to shoot the free throws, J.C. Brettschneider, the first one is good. She's got 7 points. 54-38, Pierce. Pierce was up by as many as 20. Kearney Catholic cut it to 13. But now we're back to 16 with 1:45 remaining in the game. Second free throw now for Brettschneider is short. Rebound grabbed by Michelle Messbarger. And here come the Stars. Messbarger, top of the key, gives it to Maddie Squires in the corner to Morgan Teal. Back up top, they'll rotate it to Squires. Three-pointer on the way, and it is good for Michelle Messbarger. Her first three of the basketball game. And it's 54-41. Into the front court. Stars don't foul. Trying to trap Shelby Brettschneider. They take it away from her, and she ends up on the floor. Sixth turnover, and then Kearney Catholic double dribbled, getting it up the floor. Could have cut it to 10.
Tough luck there. They had the steal. They had the numbers. They just kind of mishandled the dribble and then looked to get the pass off. But tough luck there. Stars double dribble.
Well, they
summed up the game.
They shouldn't have had the ball to begin with. Brettschneider got shoved down right in front of us here. And no foul called. Can't wait to see what these guys have for a game tomorrow. And a hand check foul in the backcourt. Mackenzie Smith has come in with Jordan Streit. Got some fouls to give. And Mackenzie will get the foul. That is the 10th foul, though, on the Stars. And so we're into a two free throw situation. And J.C. Brettschneider, who's 2 of 4 at the line, will shoot two again. And the first one is good.
And Brettschneider is the only senior, Doug, for Pierce. So a lot of people are going to be back for this team next year.
Yeah, Pierce is going to be preseason number one next year, especially if they win this game, because they'll rank him ahead of Kearney Catholic and Minden will drop. Second free throw is also good. So Brettschneider hits them both, 56-41. Kearney Catholic will grab it at midcourt with a minute 13. Lob it into the corner to Morgan Teal. Skip pass over the top, and it's going to be picked off. The steal made by Shelby Brettschneider. She gets by everybody, fires it to Solacek, and the layup is good, and that will officially put the ribbon on this one. Sydney Solacek has 16 points in the second half, the difference in the game. 54 seconds to go. Maddie Squires just trying to find an open three. Kylie Teal catch and fire. Too strong, long rebound. Cole Moose will grab it here for Pierce. And they'll foul her in the backcourt with 42 seconds to go. And I imagine Coach Petrie's about ready to clear the bench. This one's over. Pierce 58, Kearney Catholic 41. 42 seconds remaining. And it was this way from halftime. Pierce ended the second quarter on a 16-0 run. Take a 22-17 lead and have never looked back. And the first free throw is on the way, and it is good. Kearney Catholic had it at 24-22, and then Pierce went on another run to put this one away. And Elena Bach has checked in. One of the four seniors on this team, along with Connor and Smith. And also Shundoff. Second free throw up, and it is good. So Brettschneider, 5 of 6 from the line here in the quarter. 60 points for Pierce. Kearney Catholic's fewest point total all year long is 42 in the win over St. Cecilia, and they're sitting on 41 right now. Shundoff's also in with Prasoski, Kylie Teal, Morgan Teal, and Bach. Here's a three for Prasoski off the back iron. No good. Rebound is a foul. on Kylie Teal as the rebound went to J.C. Bramer. So we'll walk to the other end and shoot two. And now Pierce is going to clear the bench. Bach calling for the foul. 35 seconds remaining. Don't forget, Northwest is coming up at 2 o'clock on the Breeze, 94.5 against Norris. Free throw is good. So hitting their free throws here in the fourth quarter. 61 points on the board. Shayla Connor's going to come in for Kearney Catholic. So three of the seniors on the floor right now for the Stars. Second free throw on the way, and Bramer got them both. JC with 5 in the quarter, 11 in the game. And Stone comes in. Morgan's in. And Bramer is out. 33 seconds to go, 62-41. The lead that was down to 13, back to 21. Elena Bach on the right wing takes a dribble, gets it into Shundoff. Shundoff backs her way in. Turnaround jumper won't go. Crash the board. Morgan Teal trying to save it, but it's picked up by Casey Sutherland. Sutherland with 15 seconds into the front court to Brandy Sporlitter. And a foul going to be called. And she'll go to the line and have a chance to get the scorebook. Down to 13 seconds to go. And Brandy Sporlitter to shoot it away. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney. KICS Hastings, KXPN, Kearney, Hastings, and Giltner. Jordan Strike comes in, and Kylie Teal will check out. Mackenzie Smith will come in, and Morgan Teal will check out. So good move there by Coach Petrie. He's got his four seniors on the floor for the final meaningful game. They do play the third-place game tomorrow. Second free throw no good from Sporletter. Jordan Strike will grab the rebound. One more possession here for the Stars. Mackenzie Smith into the corner. Shayla Connor, 15-footer, no good. Rebound brought down by Pierce's Morgan Stone. And the time will expire. And for the third consecutive time, the Pierce Blue Jays have defeated the Kearney Catholic Stars today by a score of 62-41. Pierce will advance to their second consecutive state championship game. And a rematch with a Minden team that they walloped in the first round last year. It'll be the first title game tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. And we'll have it here on Classic Hits and ESPN Radio. Pierce, 22-4. Kearney Catholic, 25-2. They'll play again tomorrow at noon against Platteview. We'll take a timeout and be back with more high school basketball after this.
When knees hurt, when joints ache, when bones break, trust the experienced team at Hastings Orthopedics. Our talented therapists, nurses, imaging staff, and skilled surgeons are trained experts on muscle, bone, and joint care. Don't let aches and pains slow you down. Reach your full potential with the caring, skilled team at Hastings Orthopedics. Feel like yourself again. Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land.
And we welcome you back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. Crossroads Ford, taking care of all of your needs when it comes to cars, trucks, SUVs, located at 4210 2nd Avenue, Kearney. And you can search their inventory online at crossroads-ford.com. Final score here is Pierce 62 and Kearney Catholic 41. And Kearney Catholic just didn't, they had the same intensity it looked like, but they just weren't the same team after Minden beat them in the sub-district final. They struggled yesterday and got by Bishop Newman. They got off to a good start today because they hit 4 3-pointers in the first quarter, but it did not happen as Pierce wiped out the 11-point deficit by halftime and rolled Kearney Catholic 62-41. This is the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports taking care of all of our area athletes. They can take care of you from their storefront location in Ward, or they travel throughout the state for the very best service to area high schools and athletes. With a great selection to choose from, you'll always get your game on at Misco's. We'll be back with the numbers and a chat with Coach Rick Petrie after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, they're dealing new cars, used cars, new pickups and used pickups, even SUVs and crossovers. Big discounts on both new and used. Stop by and drive through the lot. Many unadvertised specials marked right on the windshields. They want trade-ins and have on-the-spot appraisals. They'll tell you right up front what it will take to trade, plain, simple, and easy. For a great experience and service after the sale, stop and see Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
And the other final in Class D1, it was Humphrey St. Francis picking up the victory this morning, downing Emerson Hubbard 55-46. So Humphrey St. Francis and Friend will play in the 11 o'clock final tomorrow in D1, and you'll hear all of those on ESPN Radio. Let's take a look at the final numbers now. First off, for the Kearney Catholic Stars, Michelle Messbarger, 7 points, 2 rebounds. Jordan Streit, 1 rebound. Allie Prusoski, 3 points, 2 rebounds. Whitney Colling had 1 point. Morgan Studi, 6 points, 2 rebounds. Kylie Teal, 9 points, 3 rebounds. Morgan Teal, 3 points. Maddie Squires, 9 points, 6 rebounds and a block shot. Anna Squires, 3 points, 4 rebounds and a block shot. Kayla Shundoff had 1 rebound, and Caitlin Long had 1 rebound and 1 block shot. But Kearney Catholic had 2 two-point buckets in the game, and both came off steals in the fourth quarter at midcourt where they had breakaway layups, something I've never seen in 25-plus years of broadcasting, where a team was held to 2 two-point field goals. I mean, you see some of these teams getting beat 67-8. They're scoring 2-point field goals. Kearney Catholic had to shoot 35 three-pointers in the basketball game today. Overall, for the rebounding department here, let's get that figured up, 12, 15, 17, 18, 19, 22. So they had 11 in each half. Three-point shooting, 5 of 19 in the first half, 5 of 16 in the second half. As far as the turnovers, 8 in the first half and 7 in the second half. Kearney Catholic had 17 points at halftime, 24 points in the second half, and the Stars finished with 41 points, 22 rebounds, 10 out of 35 from three-point land, 3 block shots, 15 turnovers, and Kearney Catholic will fall to 25-2 on the season and will play tomorrow at noon in the consolation game against Platteview. For Pierce, Allison Kolmus had 7 rebounds. Casey Sutherland, 1. Shelby Brettschneider had 7 points in the ball game, and she had 8 rebounds and a block shot. Sydney Solacek had 18 points, and Solacek on the season only averages 6 points, and she took advantage of what Kearney Catholic gave her there in the second half with 16 of her 18 points. J.C. Bramer had 11 points, 5 rebounds. J.C. Brettschneider had 11 points and 4 rebounds. And then Rochelle Tucker, 15 points, just a little under her average, 3 rebounds and 2 block shots. Morgan Stone got a late rebound in there as well. So overall, 15 rebounds in the first half, 16 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 6 of 8 in the first half. And in the second half, fourth quarter specifically, they shot 13 free throws, hit 8 of them, so they were 9 of 13 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 0 of 6 in the first half, and then they were 5 of 7 in the second half. Turnovers, 9 in the first half and 8 in the second half. Pierce had 22 points at halftime. They scored 40 in the second half and finished with 62 points, 31 rebounds, 15 out of 23 at the free throw line, 5 of 13 from 3-point land, 3 blocks, 17 turnovers, and Pierce, the defending state champion, will play Minden tomorrow. Now 22-4 with a 62-41 victory. And Coach Rick Petrie joins us here after a a tough loss. And, Coach, you know, you hit some threes early, built a lead so that you could withstand a run, but not that kind of a run.
No, a weird game.
Yeah, you don't make shots. It's difficult to win ball games, and that's really what it comes down to. You know, against Pierce, it's tough sometimes to get the ball where you want inside, and we didn't do a very good job. I thought our posts were a little bit more aggressive second half, but you know, we hit some shots early and defended exactly how we wanted to, and you know, they didn't shoot the ball that great from the perimeter of the first half, and you know, so we were in it, and unfortunately for us, girl shot pretty good the second half.
Yeah, I mean, it looked like you even packed it in a little bit more in the second half, and they decided that we're going to have to go away from Tucker and start shooting the ball, and they did.
And they did, and they made some shots. And, you know, you go into the game with a game plan, and that's kind of what we were going to do, is try and take that away. And, you know, credit to Pierce, they knocked down the shots when they needed to.
You didn't have a two-point bucket until the fourth quarter, and you just didn't get many looks. I mean, early on, you tried to test it, get some calls, and that didn't happen. And so you relied solely on the three-point shot.
Yeah, exactly. And we didn't do a very good job in transition, getting the ball up the floor, even trying to get to the basket. You know, sometimes we're too perimeter-oriented, and we don't, you know, look to drive enough. And unfortunately, you know, live by the three, die by the three sometimes. And I hate to play that way, but, you know, that's exactly what we did.
And you could tell, we mentioned before tip-off in the pregame that each team was only starting one senior. Didn't matter how many they had, and you'll bring some kids in. But this is still the Pinnacle Bank Arena, state semifinals. These kids, for the most part, two or three, have played in this type of atmosphere. But I think we could see every once in a while on both teams a freshman or sophomore mistake. You know, Caitlin has played so good, but it's a whole different ball game when you're going up against maybe an All-Stater in Tucker.
Yeah, it is. You know, and she tried. I thought she got the ball into position a couple times. I didn't think that, you know, we certainly didn't get those calls. But, you know, at the same time, we have to be more aggressive when we get the ball down there and hope to draw some fouls.
As disappointing as it always is to lose in the semifinal, I think in your case, you have to play tomorrow. Some teams get to play tomorrow, and I think Platteview is going to be happy to play tomorrow. But you're going to have to bounce back and play a team that you have no emotional attachment to, I guess.
Yeah, you know, and we told the kids it's better to be third than fourth, and that's really how you got to look at it. It's opportunity, especially for our young kids, you know, to come out and play and enjoy the last game of the season, you know, and that's what it is tomorrow. It's the last game of the season. And there aren't, again, you know, you have four teams left and four teams playing, not the game we want to be in, but you know, credit to Pierce. They did a great job today.
You got a chance, unfortunately, the wrong way, but you got to put all four seniors out there for the last few seconds on the court, and just a comment on what they meant to this team.
Well, you know, they brought forth a lot of energy and you know, excitement, and they've done a good job of being leaders this year. You know, it's frustrating sometimes when you don't get the minutes you'd like to see, but, you know, all in all, they've done a really good job for the program and really helped bring the younger kids along.
Well, we knew how tough this C1 field is, and I think we've seen it in a majority of these basketball games, and we'll wish you the best of luck tomorrow. And Rick, as always, thanks for the time throughout the year.
All right, thanks, Doug.
Coach Rick Petrie just didn't get the ball to fall in the hole from inside the arc today, and they fall 62-41. We'll wrap it up after this timeout.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to prairieinet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
And welcome back to Pinnacle Bank Arena. Our state tournament action brought to you in part by Titan Machinery, your Case IH dealer in Kearney, Hastings, and Holdridge, along with Tom Dinsdale Automotive, located at Stanley Park Road and South Webb Road in Grand Island, and Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialists. Feel like yourself again. So the first session of the state semifinals is in the book. Let's take a look at where we're at right now. And it will be Lincoln Northeast playing Omaha Benson here tonight at 7, followed by Bellevue West and Millard West in A. In B, they'll be here at Pinnacle in the next session. Grand Island Northwest and Norris, 2 o'clock on the Breeze, 94.5. Norris, of course, beat Northwest in the state volleyball semifinals and then clipped them the first weekend of this basketball season. Holdridge will play Pius at 3:45. In C1, Minden, the winner over Platteview by a score of 79-49. And Minden will advance on to their second state tournament final to take on Pierce, who has just finished off their 62-41 win over Kearney Catholic. And that means Platteview and Kearney Catholic will play in the consolation tomorrow at noon at Lincoln North Star. Over at the Devaney Center, here are your games. In C2 at 2 o'clock, St. Cecilia and Pender. You'll hear it on 1230 KHAS and PlatteRiverPreps.com.